Hello, and welcome to The Supply Chain from Control Risks, the specialist risk consultancy. I'm your host, Sam Tornio, and in this series of podcasts, we'll be taking a closer look at the impact of COVID-19 on supply chains. Supply chain disruption means different things to different businesses, and even internally across different roles. To get a sense of these various perspectives, Charles Hecker, one of our partners, has been speaking with some of the people who have been right at the center of the crisis. People like Matthew Rigby, business head for Australia and New Zealand at Unilever International.
Sam, thank you very much. And a very big thank you to you, Matt, for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Matt, I think it's probably safe to say that supply chains are one of the most critical issues as the world exits the pandemic and examines how to restructure or whether restructuring is even necessary as companies do business going forward. Matt, let's just jump straight in. You work for one of the largest consumer goods companies in the world. How has COVID-19 disrupted your company's supply chain, and how has the company responded?
Well, I guess many different parts of the business were affected around this time, but personally, I believe that no more than supply chain. So with many moving parts in our business that we control, because we look after, we have access to 90 plus factories around the world, and supply technically couldn't keep up with demand, and which is a very much a big domino effect with us. So it's reaction and pre-planning from what we had is the main things that we've learned from this called COVID pandemic.
So you were facing, it sounds like, two situations. You were facing this incredible surge in demand, but then you were also facing, I assume, some structural issues about how to respond to that surge.
Yeah, it came, and they both came at the same time. So it was supply of, you know, it sounds all fantastic that you got so many different supply units around the world, but when it's a global pandemic and everyone is after the same thing, it is quite difficult to get your say on exactly what you want. So we saw the surge in supply, and the demand was outweighed that by 5 to 1, let's call it as a number. And from that side of the things, it's very hard to get back to what we were trying to do. So the demand outweighed supply many times.
This was, I assume, in part from anyone who could rushing into their local supermarket or their local store and stocking up on all of the different sorts of things that Unilever normally supplies to them.
That's correct. Yeah, it goes back to many different parts of, you know, a company like us. You know, we're in many different categories, and we play in also needing categories. And a time like this, you know, we have brands that would trade well normally in normal life, but in a situation like this, it just kind of grew and it grew and it grew, and to a stage where you just can't keep up, and there was going to be issues. And it wasn't just myself being based in Australia and New Zealand that we had major issues. It's a global side of things, and we're still trying to understand from where we are. And I don't believe a lot of companies have got back to what's happening. The stores, on the other hand, and if you take the stores and the retailers, they are inundated of companies that are now that can go into these roles and go into these categories. So being a store or being a grocery channel is probably a good time right now in this market.
Matt, as you look at what you've had to deal with over the past weeks and months, is there any kind of picture that's emerging of what's best practice for other people who are going to be listening to this podcast and who may be struggling with some of the same challenges and decisions that you and your company had to make? What's the best practice for resolving these sorts of issues?
I guess hindsight's a funny word. And planning for situations like this, I just don't think anyone could have, or to the extent they would have. But what we've done and our best practice is actually opening up more supply units. Being a global company and reaching many, you know, we're in over, you know, we have 90 plus, so we're nearly in 90 plus countries. So opening up more factories around the world for us is key. is key to us, because we need to keep on top of this trend. And what it does, it reduces our constraints of our supply. Our demand's going to be there, but our supply needs to be evened out around the world, because we know that supply units are always struggling.
Matt, you mentioned hindsight and taking a look backward. Take a look forward for a second now, and what does recovery look like now in terms of Unilever's supply chain?
Recovery is still happening. It's and it will continue to happen from my point of view. And I guess from my business that I look after is, we are sometimes, we are a small part of the business, but at the same time, we are very much an important part of the business. So I don't see it getting back to normal. And it all plans on exactly how the world responds to this, but I don't see things getting back to normal, let's say, in the next couple of months. It will eventually happen, but it's the pre-planning, and it's also looking at how we can actually get back on top of that. But I believe it will happen this year. It's just a time thing at the moment, because everyone around the world is doing things differently.
On that topic, actually, this is a very, very different kind of crisis than most people in your role have had to deal with. Most companies can deal with, let's say, a computer hack or a hurricane or a natural disaster of some sort. But I think that the shock to the system that the pandemic has brought is really quite unusual. How does this compare for you with other issues that you've had to deal with?
I think the way that our company has reacted and to this whole thing has been fantastic, and I've seen it from creation to implementation of these new units to not only the domino effect that it gets down to consumers, because they are our end reward, to retailers, to our business partners, to our supply units, to logistics, even to recruitment, who are trying to make this product for us and trying to get these things. I think the way that we've done it, and credit to Unilever, is they've reacted and thought outside the box, which is it's impacted us. There's no doubt about that. But it would have impacted us as much if we didn't react in this way. I don't believe so. So it is a learning curve, and we all will learn from this. But at the same time, I think the reaction and the implementation that we've done of things has been first class.
Matt, just one last question, if you don't mind. As you get up in the morning and switch on your laptop and get ready for another day's work, how do you see your role changing, or do you see your role changing at all inside the company as a result of the pandemic?
At this stage, the role has become heavily reliant on planning, and it's ensuring that we don't know if something like this will ever happen again. There is always the possibility, but it's ensuring that our supply and our demand are very much in line with each other. Now, we can always react to what we're doing. We know that we've gone through this and what we can do to implement, minimize risks on issues that are happening right now. But where we see from a supply chain side of things, it's the key to success is, we use this word all the time, is forecasting. We can't do peaks and troughs and things like that happen in trade, but it's the planning, and it's working in a collaboration with the team that you have is planning for upsides, and your business partners understanding what you're trying to do. So it is a group change. It's not just myself. I guess the role changing, all our roles are changing, I think, and the way that we reacted. So I think time will tell on actually to the extent that my role will change, but I think it's changing for the better, because you're getting in depth with a lot more different parts of your business. So I see it as a positive in ways that you're getting more views of what's actually happening in your business.
Matthew, that's a fantastic perspective on what's happening with the pandemic. We're very grateful for your input, for your time, and for your energy. Thank you very, very much for participating in the podcast today.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
That's all for this episode of The Supply Chain. Stay updated with new episodes of The Supply Chain by subscribing wherever you listen to your podcasts. And be sure to check out our other podcasts as well. To follow all of Control Risk's analysis of the COVID-19 pandemic, and to find out how we are helping clients build organizations that are secure, compliant, and resilient, visit controlrisk.com. See you next time.